This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Wednesday, September 18. Repentance. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 2. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman, Jezebel, who calls herself a prophet. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. I have given her time to repent of her immorality, but she is unwilling. So I will cast her on a bed of suffering, and I will make those who commit adultery with her suffer intensely, unless they repent of her ways. I will strike her children dead. Then all the churches will know that I am he who searches hearts and minds, and I will repay each of you according to your deeds. Now I say to the rest of you in Thyatira, to you who do not hold to her teaching and have not learned Satan's so-called deep secrets, I will not impose any other burden on you, except to hold on to what you have until I come. To the one who is victorious and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. That one will rule them with an iron scepter and will dash them to pieces like pottery. Just as I have received authority from my Father, I will also give that one the morning star. Whoever has ears, let them hear what the Spirit says to the churches. In this part of his letter to the church in Thyatira, Jesus calls for repentance. Though he does that in other letters too, in this letter, repentance has center stage. The situation has to do with a woman called Jezebel and her resistance to God's call for repentance. Here we see that refusing to repent is like building a stone wall against God's grace. God's season of grace is filled with Jesus' call to God's children to turn from their ways of disobedience and towards a life that is in step with the Spirit. We need to make good use of the time that God gives us for repentance. When Jesus speaks about Jezebel's children, we see how easy it can be to get caught up in a movement. It may be easy for us to ignore the call to repentance when we think, everyone's doing it. Repentance demands that we listen more to Jesus than we do to our peers. In Jesus' address to the rest of the church, we see how repenting and turning away from false teaching helps the community to flourish and grow in authority to live God's way. We need a caring, supporting, and loving church community, and we need to hold on to what we have until Jesus returns. Repentance works best when we work at it with fellow followers of Jesus. Pray with me. Almighty God and loving Good Shepherd, thank you for your persistent and powerful calls to repent. Break down the walls we build. Let your kingdom come. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.